Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. It's time to talk some football. On the line, radio.com sports, NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason Lockenfora joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Great. Thanks for joining us. Of the undefeated teams so far in 2019, do the Lions impress you more than the Patriots?
Absolutely. Yeah, every way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
I'm shocked that there is not more national chatter about the Lions' chances of going 19-0 because I think it's a valid question. A
very valid question.
No, but seriously, They've been surprising, and the way that the defense has played, by and large, I know things got a little sideways late in that Arizona game, but the way that they've clamped down at times has been pretty impressive.
They still can't stop the run. They look like their pre-Snacks defense last year, and Snacks and Flowers really haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, but we'll see. Only the second year with that head coach, constantly trying to evolve and change and get better. And the fact that they don't have, they don't have a loss, and they may be catching the Eagles at maybe the absolute optimal time, given just what a physical toll the first 2 weeks of the season took on them, especially that Atlanta game, and getting them on something of a short week. It's not quite the same as playing on the road on a Monday night, but still not easy. You know, who knows? Look, you take it as you can get it. You stack the wins, and you look around the league at how many teams have been devastated by injuries, and specifically to the quarterback position. And, you know, all of a sudden, the sort of landscape of the NFL and who's good and who's not good, it has a way of changing quickly, and the more W's next to your name, or T's, I suppose, the better.
You know, we're talking to Jason Lockenfora from CBS and Radio.com. I'm curious, and there's a lot of the storylines in the first couple of weeks, and let's not overreact to anything, but the Dolphins and what they're doing, I think, is really interesting. And you get these point spreads, which I've never seen before in regular season games. Is the league concerned that the Dolphins, what they're doing, and that other teams might try to follow like they have in the NBA? I mean, the Tankapalooza in the NBA. The Dolphins are the first teams to really publicly do it. Are they worried about that at all?
I don't think so. You know, I don't know that there's much a league can do. And I get asked this quite a bit. And I understand some people's frustration at watching that product. But, it's not like there are no consequences, right? They're going to have to rebuild their covenant with fans. They're going to have to convince people to come back out to that stadium and to buy the jersey of whichever quarterback they take first overall this coming year, and to sort of rebrand what it means to be a Dolphins fan. So there's a financial component to it. There's obviously a football component to it. The product is horrible. And there's a public relations and marketing component to it. And those are all going to be real challenges in a market that, let's face it, they seem to have always been fighting the beach or, fighting whatever, going for a walk or going to a concert or all the millions of different things people can do down there. But I don't think the league can step in and tell them what business plan to have, When I asked Roger Goodell about Colin Kaepernick and how this sort of period of NFL history might be looked back on 20, 30 years from now, he said we can't tell the teams how to run their businesses and we can't tell the teams what we think is right for them competitively or financially or otherwise. They've got to make their own decisions. And it's kind of the same thing here. And the Browns, you know, did something not that different than this. So I don't think it's going to be widespread. There is pain, real pain that you have to endure as an owner, as a GM, whatever, to get through it. But I also think for Miami, who've been stuck in this 20-year vortex of somewhere between 6 wins and 9 wins, that this was the only way out.
You brought up
that other, you know, you're not going to buy your way out of mediocrity. You got to either be really good or really bad in this league, or you're going nowhere.
Sounds just like the NBA. Now, speaking of the NBA, a lot of people are saying now players are trying to take the NBA model. Jalen Ramsey and Minka Fitzpatrick, other people say, you know what, I want to play where I want to leave a certain place like they do in the NBA. Is this good for the NFL if players are trying to get more control, or is the league worried about that too?
Well, I just think it's a reality. Players have found their voice. They have. They're no longer sort of nameless, faceless guys in a helmet, right? And you just look at the number on the back. They have brands. They have social media managers. They have outlets and forums to express their views and find their voice and share it in ways that don't require the traditional media or don't require any assistance from the team's public relations or communication staff. And that's just the reality of the world we live in with evolving technology. And I don't think that pendulum's ever swinging back the other way. Teams can adapt as they see fit. You know, do you think that some of the stuff that's worked recently in Oakland or, you know, that just worked in Miami would work in New England? You know, I don't think so. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to the organization and their strength, or even what's going on in Jacksonville. I mean, we can talk about Jalen Ramsey wanting out, like, and focus on the blow-up with Marrone on Sunday if we want, but that thing's been festering for a year and a half. And they knew he wanted to be paid after year three, and they knew going into last offseason that we're not going to pay him. They had 6 months to try to trade him. Like, why now, 3 weeks into the season, you finally really get that you're never going to pay him $21 million a year to be a corner for you? Like, no, we knew that before, you know? I mean, Jadeveon Clowney's another one. Like, okay, the way it happened was suboptimal. That's on the team. They should have traded him before Frank Clark and Dee Ford and those guys are being traded, because he had no future in Houston either. But I think at that point they were too busy pushing out the GM or pointing fingers or calling names. So I think you have to look at the strength of the organization and the institution as well, and some of these owners, and not just at the players who may want out for whatever reason.
Well, speaking of the team, shouldn't the New York Giants have gotten rid of or not sure. Given Eli Manning, gotten that situation dealt with after the draft or before the draft even?
Absolutely. But at that point, they're saying maybe he'll start week one or maybe he'll sit for 3 years. Like, literally, that was the degree of mixed messaging coming out of that organization, you know, in the hours and days following taking Daniel Jones sixth overall. So, I mean, yeah, Eli's getting a $23.5 million going-away present. I mean, to hold the clipboard for the final 14 games, that's not sound organizational management either. Now, he's going to handle it a different way because he's getting – I mean, that's a pretty good parting gift. So, no, Eli's not going to rock the boat, and Eli's not really in his nature or his brand to do so anyway. But Eli's also made over $252 million in his NFL career. Jalen Ramsey has yet to make anything close to what his true value is to the totality of what for him right now is a 3 year plus 2 game career.
Talking to Jason Lock on 4 here, 97.1 The Ticket. From the outside looking in, it looks like the Steelers are in real trouble, 0-2. Roethlisberger out for the season. But there's been some rumblings that the way Ben was playing, not so good. Mason Rudolph actually is the future. Do you think this could be a silver lining for Pittsburgh?
Well, look, they've lost Roethlisberger, Brown, and Bell in the course of, you know, really, what, since Bell pulled out last year? Basically a year. Like that, I'm not buying addition by subtraction anymore. I do think Mason Rudolph can sustain an offense. I think he can I don't think he'll be a double agent. I think he'll be okay with the football. But there's going to be a learning curve, and they're going to have to ease him in. And as much as he was selected to be the heir apparent, no one thought that was going to start week three of 2019. So I don't think the season's completely over. Like, I don't think they're picking in the top five and going 4-12. But originally I thought they'd win that division with, you know, 11-ish wins. I don't see that happening either. The run game's going to have to get a lot better. The defense is going to have to get a lot better. I still think they're a competitive team, But I don't think they have near the upside that they would have come January with Roethlisberger and sort of an evolving group of receivers. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I really liked what I saw on Mason Rudolph, you know, but was that sustainable? Was that just a shot in the arm, an initial, you know, shot of adrenaline trying to rally around that kid? We'll see. But it was for, you know, his second pass was picked. After that, I really liked what he did.
You know, in that division, your hometown, Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson's been the talk of the league, basically. Is this legit, or the fact is he played against Miami and Arizona?
No, it's legit. Their offense is going to be a handful for pretty much anybody they face. They've had such an influx of speed, an influx of pass-catching ability. They went from a team last year where, and remember, they won 6 of 7, and he was the only twitchy guy on the field. I mean, he was the only guy you like. I mean, it's Michael Crabtree and Willie Snead and Gus Edwards. I mean, come on now. This kid completely changed. Nothing changed other than the quarterback. Not like they made 4 trades at the deadline. They rallied around this quarterback. They altered the scheme on the fly, and he willed them to, you know, the playoffs. Now there's a lot more around him. He's a lot more involved. He had a full offseason getting all the reps with the ones, working with these guys instead of having to defer to Flacco, and working within a system that's all about him. So, no, I expect big things for him. I don't know if they can rush the passer. And I don't, you know, when they did get a little bit of pressure against Kyler Murray in his first ever road game, it took 5, 6, 7 guys sometimes to do it. And then he was getting them on the back end because they were obviously vulnerable there from all the numbers they were bringing. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what they have in store for Patrick Mahomes. I think Baltimore will be a really good team. I think Lamar Jackson will be in the MVP conversation. But I have some questions about their ability to get after the other team's quarterback.
Jason, great stuff. Thanks for the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, radio.com, NFL Insider, Jason Lock on 4. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.